Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to be talking about the secret of asking questions and the details behind it and how you can gain more information in a short span of time. The secret is in the questions. And it's also in the way you ask the questions to not only gain a better perspective and understanding of it, but it's so you can really comprehend what the other person is speaking about, what the other person is teaching, and or what you are possibly learning. So get your notebook out, get your pen out, because today we are talking about the secret of asking questions and the importance behind it, and why it matters to know more about it today than anything. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and go live. I'm going to write it on a board. For those of you that this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like button. I know you don't know me yet, but we're going to get to know one another within this video, because we're turning setbacks into success, because failure is knowledge, and this is Failure is Knowledge podcast. So let me go ahead and write that on a board. The secret to asking questions. The secret to asking questions. S-T-I-O-N-S. The secret to asking questions. And for those of you just joined, I'm writing on the board so that way we can see what we are speaking about. And this is the secret to asking questions. So if y'all haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button. We're talking deep today. We're talking heavy. And the importance behind questions is the most important thing you could ever learn. So recently, I'm in business class. And every time I'm in a new class and they start teaching about new material, I have questions. I have a lot of questions because there's certain things that I don't fully comprehend, I don't fully understand, nor do I recognize the material that the professors are teaching. So one thing that I've learned while being in class, while going through life, while experiencing different life moments, is that you have to be okay with asking questions. The point number one is that it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. And I'm gonna show the board again. Hold on. It's okay to ask questions. And that might be seem like the most simplest knowledge, simplest tip there is. But one thing that I've learned while being on my journey and going through different phases, different experiences, different moments, is that if you don't ask questions, how can you gain a better understanding of the material that the professor, that the subject matter expert, or that the person that's talking about a relevant topic, so how can you understand more about what they're speaking about? My biggest challenge was when I was in the Marine Corps, we had to go to a lot of different classes. And we had to go to a lot of different classes, learn a lot of information, and gain the wisdom of the not only just the Marine Corps, but finances, what you do when you get out, what you do when you get to your unit. We had to learn all these things in a short span of time. And I didn't do good with asking questions. One, because they probably didn't let us ask that many questions. Nonetheless, they gave us a time limit where we could ask questions. So it wasn't the fact that I didn't ask a lot of questions. We just didn't have the time where I could ask questions because it was a group. It was a lot of us. It was many of us in one particular room. And if you're in the classroom, per se, everyone's learning. Everyone's in this sitting down. Everyone in this classroom. So there's a lot of people trying to learn the information. And so it's okay to ask questions, because what if I didn't have the opportunity to ask the expert that was teaching the material? Well, when I got back to my unit, when I got back to where we were staying at, I can potentially ask that person. The issue with asking someone that's not experienced in what you have questions about, it would give you inaccurate information because they're going off their conscience and they're not the expert in this particular thing that you're asking about. It's not inaccurate information. It's more so information that will come better from the person that's teaching the knowledge, because the person that's teaching the knowledge have more experience, have more education in it, and have more understanding in what they just taught. So the main thing that really taught me about questions is that you have to be willing to ask the right person the right question at the right time. Because if you miss your opportunity, you try to find it in different areas, in different locations, in different environments, that person that you just learned from is not going to be there, because the person that taught you the information was right there in front of you. I often thought that asking questions was so crazy because I did not want to look bad. I didn't want to embarrass myself, nor did I not want to sound like I did not know what I was speaking about. Where in reality, how can I know what I'm talking about if it's a question to help me understand the material better? So it's okay to ask questions because you're really understanding the material for yourself. And as you begin to understand new material, questions will come up. And as they're displaying, as they're popping up in your mind, you have to be okay with raising your hand, because the day that you raise your hand and you ask questions for a better understanding, people are more than willing to help you. People are more than willing to answer your question. In fact, when they answer your question, they're going to give you more information that you wasn't even looking for. Because people love to talk. People love to share more about their experience, their expertise, and everything that they have been through. It's just that the people, we are so afraid to ask the expert or the person that we have a question for, because we are afraid of the answers. We are afraid of the response, nor do we want to be embarrassed. Being embarrassed is the best thing can ever happen to you, because the questions that you potentially ask can be the next question that someone else is thinking, but they don't have the courage to stand up and ask a question. They don't have the courage to be embarrassed. They don't have the courage to take a risk on themselves because they want to have a better understanding. So many people will go on through life without even asking questions because they think that the other person don't want to answer them. In reality, the other person is more than willing to answer a question. Prime example, yesterday we went to church. And as we was in church, they asked the question, and they mentioned, who here has given a car away? Who here has given the house away? Who here has given their shoes or their feet away? And so many people raise their hands for the one for giving the car away. Fewer people raise their hand for giving the house away. Fewer people raise their hand for giving their shoes away. And it showed me, one, that was a phenomenal question, because I wasn't even thinking like that. Two, the fact that many people gave away a car, a house, a pair of shoes off their feet, it really sparked something in me. And that as it sparked something in me, I'm really understanding the power of questions. So it was a woman sitting next to us, and she raised her hand for giving away a car. And so after the service, we go talk to her and we're asking her, how did it feel when you gave the car away? And why did you do that? And she proceeded to answer the question. As she was answering the question, she not only answered the question, she gave a story of why she answered it. And when I heard that, I said, oh, because I want to go in detail with it, but I didn't ask permission if I could share the reason why she did it. Nonetheless, it was so powerful because that one question led us to hear the story, the reasoning, and the goal behind giving the car away. And when I heard that, I said, wow, that's incredible. Not only did you give the car away, you gave it away, and now you have a story, a reason, and an explanation of why you did it. You see, the secret to asking questions, point number one, is that it's okay to ask questions. I didn't even know this one. We didn't even know this woman. But this woman was willing to speak to us. When you ask people questions, they are willing to speak to you because people love speaking about themselves. People love talking about themselves. People love sharing their wisdom because wisdom is gained over time. Knowledge is gained over a life. Experiences is gained throughout life. And if someone you go, if you approach someone, ask them questions, they will not only answer your question, but they will answer your question with a story tied to the reasoning of the answer that they got. Now, it might seem confusing because the secret is being discovered in this video, because that's the main thing that I love about podcasting, is that when I get guests to come onto the platform, it doesn't matter who they are. They have experience in a particular area. They have the knowledge in this particular skill, and they have the track record to say, I've done this because of that, and that led me to here. I remember this one time I did this podcast with this older gentleman, and as I'm doing this podcast, and he started to share his story. He said one day, him and his son just got up and left to California because his son loved cars, and he wanted to take his car to his son to a car shop. And when he took his son to the car shop, they just ended up going out the blue. And as he's sharing this story, I'm listening to him. And he said, when we got there, that was closed because they went to California in a neighborhood that wasn't accommodating, that wasn't comfortable around. No one necessarily say that wasn't necessarily comfortable around. And as they was in the area, someone that they did not know approached them. And here's the power of questions. The person that approached them asked them, what are you doing here? And he just explained, like, my son is into cars and we was coming here to see the cars. And so this person asked that question. Not only did the person who was a complete stranger ask why you was in California, the person led them to more opportunities because they was willing to ask questions. Questions is the most powerful thing that you can ever do because it helps you gain a better understanding of things that people, not things, but of wisdom that people are holding on to. It's kind of like you get a gift. And in the gift, you have a box. And in the box, you have wrapping paper. And on the wrapping paper, you have a bow. Until you untie the bow, until you take the wrapping paper off, and until you cut the box open and actually look inside of it, you can't see the gift. You can't see what you just received. Just like with speaking to other people, until you ask a question, their gift is stored away because now it has a bow on it, it has wrapping paper on it, and it's closed within a box. To open someone's wisdom, to open someone's knowledge, to open someone's skill, you have to be willing to ask them questions. Because not only is their experience a gift, the lessons that they learned along the way is a bigger gift because it can help you get to your next step. It can help you understand something that you do not fully know. And the reason why this is so important, because when you get comfortable, when you recognize it is okay to ask questions, asking questions is not bad, because asking questions puts you in a better position. Asking questions help you understand the skill that you are learning. You see, when I first started podcasting, I didn't see the power of asking questions. I didn't recognize the power. I knew I was always curious. I always had a lot of questions. It was more so, I didn't know why I had questions. And as I started my podcast and I started interviewing different people and I having different conversations, I'm hearing stories that I would have never imagined I would have heard if I would never had a platform, if I would never started my podcast, if I would have never picked up my phone and start recording. You see, the lessons come from the story. The lessons come from the experience, and the questions pull out the experience to a point where you can hear the story of the lesson that the person has just encountered. The reason why that's so important is because it's okay to ask questions when there's things, when there's information, when there's skills that you do not fully understand. You can't get better until you learn how to ask better questions. I read this in a book. I forgot the book, the name of the book it was called. But it said, if you want to improve the quality of the response, improve the quality of the question. Meaning, if you want a better response from somebody that will not only help you, but will help you paint the picture of what they're speaking about, the type of question that you're asking has to be improved. It just can't be, what do you do and where are you from? It just can't be that. It has to be a deeper meaning behind the question. So what led you to start podcasting? Because I'm interested in podcasting, and you're doing it so easy. And you're doing it like there's no problem. You're doing it like anyone can do it. Newsflash, anyone can have a podcast, but the quality of the question changes, because now you're going to hear why I got into podcasting. You see, I got into podcasting because I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to connect with others, when in reality, I just wanted to help others become the best version of themselves. You see, becoming the best version of yourself, it takes time. And I'm thinking, if I start this podcast, I know I will be able to make a difference. But making a difference is not just speaking to many people. Making a difference is speaking to one person to let that other person know that you are not alone. You see, podcasting gave me the space to share. Podcasting gave me the space to ask questions to other people. You see, podcasting gave me the opportunity to gain experiences that I would have never gained if I would have never started podcasting. You never know what gifts people have stored away until you learn how to ask the right questions. It's okay to ask questions, because as you're asking questions, you're gaining a better understanding. You're gaining knowledge. You're gaining their wisdom, because they have a shortcut. They have the secret. You see, the secret to asking questions is going to someone who already has wisdom, who already has many years above you, who already has the education, and start asking questions, because they will unveil their secret of what got them to where they are today. You can never ask too many questions. I often think that I'm asking a lot of questions. You can never ask too many questions, because until you understand or recognize or fully are aware of what the person is speaking about, you have to continue to ask questions, not in an interrogation way, but in a way where it's a conversation. And I say not in an interrogation way, like you're a police officer and you're getting questions. So what is your name? What do you do? Why are you here? It don't even matter. Like, it's an interrogation at that point. I mean, there's one time when I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, because I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. And I was with my mama, who raised three boys by her, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself. And during that time, me and my mama, we went to a breakfast place. And as we were standing in line, there was a gentleman there who had a briefcase, and he appeared important. He looked important. He seemed important. So I wanted to ask him a question. And so the first question that I asked him, I said, what do you do? And he proceeds to say that he's in wrestling. He's been wrestling for a long time, and he's just traveling to different places to continue to perfect his profession. And so as I'm talking to him, he's sharing different stories. And not once did I share a story about myself. You see, I didn't know I needed to share a story about myself because it wasn't about me. It was about me learning more about him. My mom looked at me. She said, "Son, you didn't tell him nothing about yourself." I said, "What you mean? I was supposed to? I didn't know I was supposed to." Because what happens many times in life is that you have to give the floor for the person to speak, but you can't make it as an interrogation. She say, "Son, you got a story too. Son, you've been through life as well." She say, "Son, not only have you been through life, you can also share your life." And I said, "Oh." They made me realize that you can never ask too many questions, and it's the way you go about asking the questions. It's the way you go about having a conversation. Rather than interrogating somebody, just have a conversation with them and just learn more about the person that they are. Learn more about the journey that they've been on. Learn more about the experiences that they have gained while going on through life. You can't learn if you're not willing to ask questions. It's okay to ask questions because you're wanting to get better. You can't get better until you know that it's okay to ask questions. The other day, I was talking to one of my first mentors. Let me know in the comments. So far, if you're getting value from this and you're seeing the importance of asking questions, let me know in the comments. So I was talking to one of my first mentors that I ever had, and it was with the OK program. And this program is for 12 to 18 year olds, black young men. And in this program, he always say that if you're going to do something, you have to do it respectfully. You have to be respectful. You have to show up respectful. You have to present yourself in a way where others are willing to be around you. And so one day, as I was with my mama, we would end up going to the grocery store. And when I was younger, he used to always say, "Make sure you don't go into stores with slides on, sweatpants on, anything of that nature." At that time, I didn't fully understand that. And so when I go into the store, I had on slides, sweatpants, and a t-shirt on. And when I saw him, he didn't even say nothing. I just knew, like, dang, okay, I see what you're saying. What it was that your representation matters. How you look when someone see you, whenever they see you, matters the most. My downfall was I didn't ask a question to fully understand what he was speaking about as he was teaching it, as he was educating us around it. Because many times in life, the educator, the teacher, the professor has more wisdom than the students that's listening to them teach. If I would have asked the question and said, "Why can't you wear slides and sweatpants and a t-shirt? Why can't you do that?" Me being in the Marine Corps, I should have known that, because you can't wear slides, sweatpants, and t-shirt when you go to different places. You can only wear slides, sweatshirt, and t-shirt if you're in your room. And when I thought about it, I was like, dang, I already knew this. And I knew it in a way where I forgot it. Whenever someone comes encounter with you, you have to be a good representation of yourself. I didn't understand that because I didn't ask the questions. I didn't ask more questions. I just asked the bare minimum of questions. You see, it's okay to ask questions because when someone is teaching, when someone is speaking, when someone is educating about a particular topic, it's okay to gain a better understanding of what they are speaking about, because questions are the most important thing that you can ever have. Because when you understand how to ask questions, your questions improve. Your questions not only improve, they evolve with time, because time is going to show you that time is on your side. You can never ask too many questions. In fact, you can ask too less of a question because you're not even standing up, raising your hand, say, I have a question. You see, you get better over time, and if you're not getting better, you're not improving. The secret to asking questions, the first one is that you have to know that it's okay to ask questions. You're asking questions because you're gaining, you want a better understanding of the things, of the information, of the knowledge and the wisdom they're sharing. So you can know for yourself. I didn't know I was learning for myself when I got comfortable with asking questions, when I got comfortable with not knowing everything, when I got comfortable with speaking to strangers. And see, that's the next point I want to hit on, is that when you speak to strangers, you learn more. It's okay to ask questions. And then I'm going to put speaking to strangers or asking questions to strangers is okay. Asking questions. Questions to strangers. G-E-R-S is okay. No. Asking questions. Dang, no. I'm going to change. My bad. What'd I say? It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. Understand the question that you're asking. Understand the question. Understand what you are looking for. There we go. Understand what you are looking for. You are looking for. There we go. Understand what you're looking for. I'm gonna show the camera. Understand what you are looking for. And what this means, let me put that back. And what I say, understand what you are looking for, what that means is that you have to really know the type of answers you're looking for will be based off someone's experience, someone's education, and someone's knowledge. When you're speaking and hearing new information, the new information that you're hearing is going to be confusing. So you can't ask a question without trying to understand what it actually means. For instance, what does the question mean? What question are you looking for? What response are you looking to get? Are you looking for them to go more in depth? Are you looking for them to share their experience? Like, what type of question are you asking? You can't be so direct that it's a yes or no question. Do you like to drink water? Yes or no. As soon as they answer the question, it's so direct because it's a yes or no question. Here's an open-ended question. Asking open-ended question would give you more details. So why did you start drinking water? So how long have you been drinking water? Okay, what made you drink water more often? How did you know that you wasn't drinking water as much as you needed to? The quality of the question matters the most, because if you're just asking someone yes and no questions, the response is going to be so short and you're going to have to think about another question to ask. Is your favorite color red? Yes. Is your favorite color blue? Yes. Is your favorite color yellow? Yes. You see, it's so direct because that answer is so short. Whereas if you change the question and you ask someone, what is your favorite color? They said red. They respond back and said red. And you just follow up and say, well, how did you know red was your favorite color? How did you recognize that you like red out of out of the other colors. How did you know that? And then they're going to share a story and what made them realize that red was their favorite color. How can you really know the response that you're going to receive if you don't improve the question that you're asking? You see, you have to understand what you are looking for. Are you looking for a better understanding? Are you looking for them to go more in depth? Are you looking for them to really paint the picture the way that they answered the question? In your mind, you have to know before the question comes out. Because if the question is so direct, they're going to answer the question. And once they answer the question, there's going to be the end of the question. Because now, they're going to move on to the next person who has the question. They're going to move on from you because your question was so direct. Your question was so straight to the point. No one was able to hear the experience, the knowledge, and the wisdom that this person has because the question didn't improve. Was so simple to the point where others got a direct response as well. The quality of your question determines the quality of the response. And based off the way you ask the question will be the way that the other person shared their experience, their knowledge, and their expertise in this particular question that you're asking about. When I published my book, Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset, before I published the book, my publisher, Nora Publishing House, she asked me, "So why do you want to write a book?" And I just explained, I want to help others become the best version of themselves. Because if I can help one person, I'm helping somebody. And if I can help somebody, I'm helping them become the best version of themselves. And so she proceeded to ask me open-ended questions rather than asking direct questions. And it led me to really share what I was looking for, to express how she can help me and know that I have a vision in my mind, but I just don't know how to get it out. You can have a vision in your mind, but it's hard to get it out until you learn how to ask the right questions. I was amazed by the way she asked the questions, because it showed her level of professionalism. You can't get a better understanding of knowledge until you learn how to ask better questions. You see, understand what you are looking for. At that time when my publisher, Nora Publishing House, was asking me a question, she was looking for a better understanding of what I was looking for. She was looking for a better understanding of how she can help me. She was looking for a better understanding that would help me publish my book. And I tell you, it was a challenging experience. Because I had to really sit down, type my paper, go over the rough draft, go over the corrections that she made. And I had to really take my time looking at the book, looking at the paper. And I also had to be okay with receiving feedback. She read the outline. She read the paper probably 5 to 7 times. And every time she read it, she found something different. And she asked me, "Why did you say this like that? Why did you mention this in that way?" And this not only showed that she cared, but it showed that she was willing to work with me where I'm at. Questions help you connect with people, because as you're connecting with people, you're gaining a better understanding of their thought process, of the way that they think, of the way that they communicate, and the reason behind their doing things. You can't be good at asking questions until you be bad at asking questions. And I say that because you have to know what bad looks like. You have to know what embarrassment feels like. You have to know what you sound like when the questions don't even make no sense. I remember when I was starting my podcasting career, I'm asking questions, and the questions is so confusing, because I would ask a question without even knowing what response I'm looking for. And so when I started, my biggest challenge was that I would go all the way back to childhood. Not that it's a challenge, but it was something that I didn't know how to change and improve. And so when a guest came on, I asked him, so how were you as a child? And they proceed to explain how they were as a child. And then I say, okay, so when you was a child, how did you feel about the way you did something? And then they express their feelings. And then when they come, when I proceed to ask additional questions, I'm asking them, okay, so when you felt like that, what made you not only learn the lesson, but have you identified this is something that you're learning? So what I didn't know was that the questions that I was asking was kind of like a therapy session, because the way therapists ask questions is they say, how do you feel about certain things? And me going to therapy a couple times, they ask, so how do you feel? Well, maybe once or twice they ask. All the rest of the sessions was breathing techniques. And during that time, I'm questioning, why are we going over breathing techniques? I want to talk. They taught me that you have to learn how to control your mind. I didn't ask the question during the time. I recognized the lesson. And so when you are really going through your journey, going through your process, going through the things that you are going to learn in life, you have to be okay with not knowing how to communicate at first, because the way you get better at asking questions, you communicate in a way that's not effective. And I say this because you have to build the muscle of asking questions. You have to build an education of asking questions. You have to build the skill of asking questions, because it's not going to come to you as easily as you think it's going to come. It's going to come over time. And as you are going through different challenges, different curves, and different obstacles, you improve the way you show up. You improve the more you show up, and you improve over time. Time is the best thing that we have, because time is something that we have to work with. It's something that we have to evolve within. We have to understand what we are looking for as we are going out to the world, asking questions, asking and communicating with strangers. But now the contrary is knowing that the way you receive the response is the way you ask the question. Once you ask the question, you are proving your skills of podcasting. A podcaster always learn how to improve the questions they are asking. I don't want to be a therapist. I'm not going to school to be a therapist. Nor do I want a degree in therapy. I don't want to go down that route, because it's not the route that I really want to pursue. Over time, I learned that. I've learned if I change the way I'm asking questions, I would get better responses. I would get more stories. And I'm getting more reasons about how I'm doing things. And when I changed it, I really saw a big shift. The shift that I saw was that now we're talking about setbacks and how the setbacks turned into successful knowledge. Because we all have tough moments. We all have challenging days. We all have challenging moments that we go through. And hearing from other people's challenges, hearing from other people's experiences, and hearing from other people's setbacks emphasize the point of failure is knowledge. You can't have knowledge until you are willing to fail. You can't have failure until you are willing to try. You can't be willing to try until you just can make your mind up to do something. Commitment shows your dedication. Commitment shows the will of you getting better. Commitment is an effort that has to be focused on every single day. The quality of the question determines the quality of the response, because the response comes from the way the question is asked, so that the person can know the type of way that they would like to respond and give information. Information is all around us, and until we recognize the resources that people have within themselves, the experiences that people are carrying on to, and the gifts that are wrapped away and stored away, we have to start with asking better questions. You see, the secret to asking questions is to know that it starts with the first question. It starts with the second question. It starts with the third question. But it starts with you asking for a better understanding so you can have the knowledge of what they're speaking about. Wisdom is getting educated on a skill that you are unfamiliar with. When you getting educated with the skill that you're unfamiliar with, you're improving your thought process. You're improving the way you look at life. You're improving your critical skills. Critical thinking skills come from the way that you ask questions. And the last point I want to hit on is to recap right quick before I get to the last point. Your secret to asking questions. First, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay. You have to know that everything that you're doing, there's a deeper reasoning behind the things that you're doing. Why do you need to explore this opportunity? Why do you need to try this new skill? Why do you need to learn this new information? There's more in depth with the questions that you're asking because it gives you response, story, and experiences to help you understand more about it. The next point is that you have to understand what you are looking for. When you understand what you are looking for, the responses is going to help you gain a better understanding, gain a better know-how, and gain a better breakdown of the way of the response that you're looking for. So your questions can cut off the confusion of your growth. And last point to hit on is that you have to evolve what you look for. You have to evolve your questions. Evolve. I'm gonna say improve. Improve your questions. Improve your questions is better. Improve. Improve your questions. Improve your questions. And I'm gonna show it right here. When you improve your questions, you're hearing the type of responses that you receive. And you are learning if this is a good question to keep asking. Whereas if it's a bad question to stop asking, the way people respond will help you know that it was a great question. For instance, if I go back to the example that I used earlier, asking what is your favorite color? And you say my favorite color is red. Red being your favorite color, you cannot just ask direct questions. You have to get the person comfortable enough to start sharing stories with you to the point where you're learning more of the reasoning why red is a favorite color. Red is associated with red hearts. Red is associated with Valentine's Day. Red is associated with a favorite color. There's reason why red is the favorite color, but to get the person to open up, you have to work on your questions. You have to improve the questions you're asking because as you're improving the questions, you are helping this person paint the picture that you're trying to see, that you're trying to hear, that you're trying to gain the knowledge from. You can't get better until you learn how to be bad. Some of the questions that I've asked in my life did not make no sense. I remember one time I'm asking the question, let's just use water as an example. I'm asking the question with water, and I say, why is water in a plastic bottle? It's not verbatim, or it's not the exact question. It's a question that came to mind. And I'm asking the question, like, why is water in a plastic bottle, and why is it this color? I'm asking questions that really did not make sense. It did not make sense of why I was asking that, and it really showed my level of understanding. I didn't understand it. There's an old saying that says that you can put your foot in your mouth. My foot was in my mouth because I couldn't communicate. I could articulate what I was trying to ask. Over time, as I continue to ask questions, excuse me. Speaking of water, as time passes on, the more I started to ask questions, I learned and heard the responses I was getting. It's not the fact that the response was bad. It was that my question was all over the place. My question wasn't focused on one particular thing. It was focus on many things because the way I asked question, the way I asked the question, it had five questions into one, and the person responded back. So what do you want me to answer? So what are you talking about again? It's more so that I had to break down the questions that I was asking because I had to improve how I delivered it, how I shared it, and what I wanted to know. I can want to know everything, but it's good to know everything right here and now. No. You see, learning that taught me that just because you want to know everything doesn't mean you have to learn everything all at once. Break up your questions, break up the conversation, and have a conversation rather than an interrogation. When you improve your questions, you're improving the way you communicate with others. As you're improving your questions, you're not only improving the way that you ask the questions, you're improving the way that you deliver the questions. The way that you deliver the questions shows that you are willing to communicate with someone to learn more about their experience, their expertise, and the challenges that they have went through. You see, failed setbacks is not the end of the world because eventually your setback is going to turn into knowledge because failure is knowledge. And in order to have knowledge from failure, you have to be willing to improve on your journey. The more you improve, the better you become. The more you improve, the better you can communicate. The more you improve, the better your questions get. Your questions is the most important thing because the secret to asking questions is that first you have to know that it's okay to ask them. You can't say that the question that I have in my mind doesn't matter because I'm the only one thinking about it. Well, that sounds good, but how do you know you're the only one thinking about it? How do you know that the next person or the person in the back doesn't have the same question as you? It's okay to ask questions because it's okay to gain a better understanding of things that you don't fully comprehend, that you don't fully understand, and that you don't fully know. It's okay to continue to ask questions because you also you have to understand what you are looking for. When you ask questions, what response are you looking to receive? You can't predict what they're going to say. You can't think about what they're going to say. The way you position the question will help them share a story, give you experience, give you expertise on life that will help you understand more about the journey that they have been on. Because when you understand what you are looking for, either to have a better understanding, to have more knowledge, or just to clarify, it will help you position your question differently so you can know how to present this question, how to ask this question, and how to deliver this question. Because as you are understanding the type of question you want to ask, you're improving your questions. Improvement comes with time. Improvement comes with dedication. Improvement comes with effort. You have to give effort to improve the question that you are giving. So that way, as you are delivering the questions, people can know what you are looking for, and they can deliver in a response that will not only help you, that will help you gain more information. Questions is not a bad thing. Questions is a good thing because it helps you understand more about what they are currently speaking about. So secret to asking questions. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button. Let me know in the comments below, what is your biggest takeaway on asking questions? And what is one challenge that you had while raising your hand to gain a better understanding of things? Let me know in the comments. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like. And if you haven't yet, make sure you stay to the end to watch this video right here.